I'm Luke Fear and you're listening to Fame Factor Radio. And one of our featured artists this week is an alternative rock band from Panama called Afterlife. Towards the end of last week, I caught up with the band in an interview about the history of their music and what we can expect from the future. This is what we got talking about when I spoke to them.
I'm Jack. I play rhythm guitar and I'm backing vocals.
I'm Ian and I'm the lead frontman.
And I'm Wilhelm. I'm the bass player and backing vocals.
Do you guys first want to explain to the listeners what Afterlife are all about and why people should check you out?
Well, we're a rock alternative band, and what we're trying to convey to the public is change. That's what our music is all about. We're trying to do something different, at least here in Panama, our national level. Mm. We're trying to do something different and not fall into what everybody's trying to do.
So explain to us then what the Panama rock scene is like then. What's it like out there at the moment?
Well, actually, the Panama scene is not that big, people say, or people think. It's more like the punk rock and metal scene is like more big than our scene.
The alternative rock scene.
Yeah, it's like we all know each other, but it's not that big, our scene, that the metal and punk. It's more
underground.
Underground, yeah.
More underground. The underground bands are stronger than the, let's say, like the one that are supposed to be getting more attention.
That's why you called yourself Afterlife then, right?
That's right.
And have you guys always had the same lineup throughout the whole of your band history?
No.
Good question. No.
That's a good one. No. Well, the current roster right now is me, Jack, Ian, Wilhelm, Ripper, the drummer, who's not here right now, and Alex, the lead guitar. But we have been through a lot of changes, especially on the lead guitar and the drummer and the singer. It's really hard to find good singers here in Panama that they know what they're doing, that they're actually singing. There are singers here in Panama that have the talent, that they are naturals, and there are some of them that, well, they just scream. And so it's really hard to find good singers here in Panama. And in the lead guitar area, well, I don't know if it's a curse to lead guitarists, that they're usually like not present or they disappear. So we have to, you know, been filtering people to last year. And now we have a stable roster. So we're good now.
So lead guitarists don't usually turn up to gigs or rehearsals or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have much luck there.
We didn't have much luck. Now it's different.
All right, okay. You used to be a metal band yourself, didn't you?
Well, yeah, and back in 2008, right, Wilhelm?
Yeah.
No, 7. Yeah, 7, when I was in 12th grade, we tried to do a metal band.
Yeah, it's a funny story, because we were trying to make a band. I was with Jack on school, and we had the idea to make a metal band. And we were playing, like, some Judas Priest style, like Breaking the Law, covers and stuff, and we're like, okay, this is stupid, let's make something different.
Yeah,
and we made Afterlife.
And back in the day I sing, but the thing is that I'm a baritone, and the rock scene is most of the singers are tenors, so my voice is too nice for rock. So we try to do metal, but my voice can't do metal, and I'm the one who writes the songs in the band. So the songs that I write, they are not metal, they're alternative rock. And they have a little tingle bit of metal, so that's why we have the songs that we have right now.
What kind of bands do you listen to now then? What kind of music do you listen to now?
Well, actually, it's very cool that every one of each other have their own styles. For me, I like more like thrash metal, power metal, punk rock, and also alternative rock.
I'm all about alternative rock, alternative metal. I'm all about Alter Bridge. That's my favorite band ever. Breaking Benjamin and those kind of bands. Ian?
I like alternative too, but I'm kind of more into sub rock and some hardcore songs, but it's really all around for me. I just listen to anything.
Do you think all these bands that you listen to have influenced your work? Do you think you can tell listening to Afterlife's music that you listen to all these bands?
Yeah, of course, because if you listen to the alternative band that I listen, and you try to compare them and try to find, you know, the nuances and the things that we have in common, you will find things that we have in common, because I listen to those guys. I write the songs by listening to them.
You know, everybody in the world, they have their own influences, the artists they like. And if you know what kind of artists they like and you listen to them, and then you listen to the songs of that band, you'll notice the influence, you know. Every band simply hassle.
As you mentioned, you changed your sound over the years. Did you notice the fans have started to change then? Did different kind of people start turning up to your shows?
Well, actually, with the current roster, we're going to have our first gig in about a month. So we don't know what's going to be the actual reception to the lineup that we have now. Because the things that we did before were little stuff, like playing in parties and little pubs and stuff. And we didn't have the marketing scheme that we have right now. And we didn't have all this organization that we have in the moment. Before, we just went to play and that was it. So we don't know what would be the actual reaction of the public to our music now. But I can tell you this. On Facebook, on Rebirth Nation, our numbers, our statistics are really good in terms of reach and how many people are talking about us compared to other bands here in Panama.
Sounds good then. You've got this first show then with the current roster coming up in a month. Have you got any other stuff lined up after that?
Yeah, we're planning a tour, pubs, gymnasiums, a lot of places here in Panama. Practically, it's going to be like 10 to 15 venues here in Panama with a lot of different bands. And the last gig, maybe the 10th or gig number 15, is going to be with a big band. I don't know who we will get. We're now in negotiations with other bands, but I can tell you that it's going to be big.
After that's over, if you could kind of tour one other place in the world, if you could visit another country to play, where would you like to go then?
It's really hard to answer that.
Yeah?
Just about anywhere people would like our music, definitely the UK, join that.
That was the band Afterlife there, speaking to me, Luke Fear, on Fame Factor Radio. If you want to hear more from the band, you can find them in the artist section of the Fame Factor website. But before we go, I also asked the band if they'd like you to hear any particular song. What song do you think we should play? And do you want to introduce the song to the listeners?
Sure. You can put a play on Up In Your Eyes. That is our first demo. It's a short song, but it's really cool. It's a song to get you going. It's a song that we use to open gigs. So I hope you guys will enjoy it.